Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on who will inherit the ocean, page 167. In the center, God fills up everything. There is no need for discussion about who is greater, man or woman, or if they are equal or not equal. Both man and woman reach to God in the center. But look, they reach from opposite directions. In any motion, you must have a center and an axis. That is God. The axis of man and woman, of the universe, is God. Every man, every woman must be centered on God. Every family, tribe, clan, and culture must be centered on God. Every nation, world, and even the universe and cosmos must be centered upon God. Then if God is the center, what must that center be focused upon? What is the center? Power? Money? What will hold together everyone, even those of the past to those of the future? Well, how does life begin? How does it start in the first place? From the very origin, how did we come into being? From love. Where do individuals come from? You come from your parents. Do you come from their life or from their love? Life or love? Then what are you? You are the participants in the love of your parents. That is why you can never separate from your parents. The relationship of natural law is that parents are willing to die for the sake of their children. We see that all the time in the animal world. The mother or the father fight to the death to protect their offspring. What about man, the highest being on earth? In that aspect, man must yet acquire the respect of all creation. Children cannot exist without first having parents. Their life comes from their parents. If their parents are united in perfect love, there would never be a separation of those two people. The father's love and the mother's love together become the replica of God's love. This is the explanation of being. If parents and children understand this, they can never separate from each other. They live together and die together. Anything which is separate from God's love does not truly exist. As simple as it is, no one has known this absolutely for sure until now. The husband would love his wife as he would love God. The wife would love her husband as she would love God. Then they would love their children, and their children would love them, all in the love of God. This is the four-position foundation, the perfection of the love of God. That is the purpose of our life. Once man and woman come together in this love, they cannot separate. And once they have children in such love, the children cannot be separated from them. When we know this and see what we see today, it is truly a serious and grave matter. It is a painful tragedy. One half of American families are suffering separation. All children want to live with their parents' love forever, but they are denied this one simple and basic thing. There is no greater crime than this. How can a husband and wife separate? They are breaking God's love. The children are lost. The only name for this tragedy is Satan. What is Satan? He came and broke apart God's love. Nothing else. We have to establish the standard absolutely opposite from that. When you come to have love between you and your spouse, you must raise up that love and keep it. Why is love so precious that it has to be regarded so highly? For one thing, love and love alone can motivate life. Nothing motivates more than love. When love awakens you, your eyes and ears and all your senses are focused. You are not looking at two or three different things at once, but only at love and love alone. You don't need a translation for that. You know. Mind and body become one when love awakens you. The power of love can unite your spirit and physical body. Without love, your mind and body can never reach full unity. Without love, the spiritual world and the physical world would not be able to come together. That explains why God created man. God must have man before even he is excited to love. If God didn't have a purpose in creating man, he would be just a mischievous being with no value. He had to have a goal and a purpose for all that he created. What is your direction as a man? Your direction is to meet a woman. Well, why don't you look around? There are lots of wonderful men and lots of wonderful women. Why don't the men just find another great man and go live with him? Why don't the women find some other great woman and live with her? You are frowning about that. Why? Since you have this explanation, you understand the formula of the universe. Anything which defies that formula defies life and eventually perishes. Love comes from God and life comes from him too. love and life are the same. The quality of love is the quality of life. When we go with the natural law, we become part of the universe and contribute to it. Then we grow larger and larger. However, those who live against that law become smaller and smaller until they no longer even exist. What is the purpose then? It is to build the foundation of love, the four-position foundation. Here, all points meet. God, men, women, and children. What more could you want? Here, there are no separate bank accounts, no separate ownership. The father belongs to the mother, and the mother belongs to the father, and together, they belong to God. And the children belong to the parents and to God. It's so simple and so reasonable. Why do you wash your face in the morning? You should look at your face and ask that question. Your face answers, I want to be intoxicated in true love. Your eyes and ears want to feel the intoxication of love. Once love is in action, you don't mind anything. The man doesn't mind the woman smelling strange, and the woman doesn't mind the man smelling even like old dead fish. This is a most important thing in life. The man who jeers at women or looks sideways at other women besides his wife is the one Satan likes to be inside of. On the other hand, the man who can only look at his wife and see the whole universe in her is the one God wants to dwell within. What is the virtue of man? What is the virtue of woman? The true love that they offer to each other. What is a perfect man or a perfect woman? One who brings his mind and body into perfect union. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of Who Will Inherit the Ocean.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.